Statistics indicate that the elderly population worldwide is growing rapidly, and today there are around 600 million persons aged 60 years and over. This total is expected to double by 2025 and to reach virtually 2 billion by 2050, the vast majority of them in the developing world. In this aging world, older people are increasingly playing a critical role in the development of various sectors. However, here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the elderly members of the population continue to face a number of challenges. Departmental manager at the Lewis Punnett Home, Sister Ellen Wilson, said elderly persons are often abandoned by their relatives.
Some of the challenges is what we will call elder abuse, because persons would have contributed towards raising the family, in some cases upbringing of the community, and they would have contributed positively to the country. And as young persons, they feel that they have their life to live and they don't want to be looking after the elderly. So when persons are ill, they go to the hospital, and most times the relatives do not go back for them. So they are left there, and presently there are a lot of persons at hospital, Milton Keynes Memorial Hospital, who are waiting to come to Lewis Punnett Home.
Sister Wilson said elderly persons are also the target of physical and emotional abuse.
Physically, they are being abused, not in our case, but on a broad setting. Relatives who may feel that they have their life to live, they do want to take care of the relatives, so they beat them. You may not see it, but it is there. The relative complain, the person complain about it, and they are there. The other thing too is emotionally, because you speak harsh to them in certain cases. And then financially, where they recall putting in what you come as rob them from their worth. They are really elderly persons who may give their worth, or let's say they sign off the deed, the house, whatever, to their relatives. And then after that, they don't have time with them, they institutionalize them.
Sister Wilson says a joint approach is required to address the challenges faced by the elderly.
I think all stakeholders need to come on board, relatives, the government. It's not a one-man thing. And I think it's time that some legislation be put in place that if someone has what you call what, and the relatives want to bring them here, the whatever the person has should go to the government rather than the relatives. Because some of them will be getting public assistance. The relatives collecting the public assistance, but they don't look after them. But when they come here, the public assistance usually stop. But the main thing is that everybody has to get on board, because if in the early stages the elderly used to help out the family, I think when the elderly reach a certain stage that they can't care for themselves, the family should be looking after the elderly person. Most of them, the elderly just want you to sit and chat with them. And they tell you the whole life story, some things that you may not even know exist, they will tell you. Or you just sit there and listen.
Departmental manager at the Lewis Punnett Home, Sister Ellen Wilson. I am Bertil Maloney with today's special report.